My name is Janet Summit. I'm a wife, mother of 11 children, and I have 9, hopefully more, grandchildren. Today I want to talk to you about something that I feel very passionate about. Having 11 children is a huge blessing, but there was a point at which I realized that in order to keep my sanity and avoid complete chaos, I was going to have to learn to understand emotions. We had emotions everywhere in our house. Emotions mattered. So I began to search for information about emotions. I couldn't find much that made sense to me. Sure, there were products and seminars that I could attend that supposedly told me the secret to feeling great at corresponding secret prices. But why would there need to be secrets? If everyone had emotions, and we all did, then why was it so hard to figure out what emotions really were? Well, I realized that most of the time, the situation we actually were in didn't really matter. What mattered was the emotions people felt about what had happened. Emotions affect the way we feel, the way we communicate, and the choices we make about what to do and how to live life. So as I learned and thought about emotions, I realized that there were patterns. I began to call those patterns principles. To my astonishment, I realized that understanding emotions was the key to resolving every single problem that we actually had. So now, I've just set up my business, Peace Through Principles, and I teach what emotions are and what to do with them. Emotional health is a huge deal today. Everywhere, people are struggling with depression, anger, stress, tension, etc. Our emotions factor into how we're able to work together to resolve issues on a family, a community, a neighborhood, and a world basis too. But emotions are really not complicated, they're simple. So I want to share a little bit about emotions, beginning with a nursery rhyme. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. This nursery rhyme has always bothered me. I've read it thousands of times to my children, but I always in my mind ask, what is Humpty doing on that wall? What's happening there? I knew there had to be more than that, more to the story than the king's men just magically appearing out of the blue to sweep up the remains. Could Humpty still be alive? So I decided to hire a private investigator to track Humpty down. My first surprise was to learn that she is female. She looks like an ordinary person and not like a, quote, good egg that just cracked. I learned that she's married, she has children, and she has many other roles and responsibilities too. She's obviously recovered from her fall off of that wall, and so I began to ask her more questions. According to that nursery rhyme, she was sitting on the wall. Well, that doesn't make sense, especially knowing now that she's female. Every woman I know is way too busy just to sit. I learned that the nursery rhyme simply doesn't tell the real story, and it doesn't portray what happened accurately. So here it is, the rest of the story, the result of my interview with Humpty, done in poetry, composed by yours truly. There was a problem out there. Something needed to be done. Humpty Dumpty knew that, and she began to run, hoping to get there and fix things before the setting sun. She ran and she ran, doing all she could to get there fast, because she thought she should. Halfway there, though, she ran out of speed, but she must go on. There was a need. She began to wobble and then to weave. She must rest, but she couldn't leave. Over there was a wall. She would pause, rest a bit. Surely it wouldn't be wrong just to sit. She reached the wall in a breathless state and plopped down, hoping she wouldn't be late. Although she tried to balance her body leaning against the wall, her muscles wouldn't hold her, and she began to fall. Humpty cracked, this is true. The king's men couldn't help her, even with glue. But what did Humpty learn from this that would help me and you? Don't we crack when we're under the gun, racing too fast to get something done? We want to give, but we're too tired to run. We can't give from our heart, and so things are no fun. Humpty wasn't balanced. She didn't see that understanding emotions is what would allow her to be free. Doing more things isn't bad at all, but we must be balanced to hold on to that wall. We feel tired, worried, anxious, confused. So many feelings, it's hard to be enthused. We're falling apart, an emotional mess. It's no wonder that we're feeling such emotional stress. Humpty's message to the world then is meant to show the need to understand emotions. That's very good to know. We need to take the time to sit, to think about what we're feeling, and to figure out what we really need before we crack. Only when we feel peace inside can we find the peace in our outside world. Humpty Dumpty did eventually learn about her emotions, and her new understanding helped her to be whole again. The same thing can work for me and you. I invite you to go to my website, peacethroughprinciples.com, to learn more about how understanding emotions can help you.